Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and happy holiday. Welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo. Today is a significant holiday. It was something that was started many, many years ago. Actually, Henry C. Wells, this gentleman, a druggist who suggested that we honor the graves of the dead, those that have served in war. My guest today is Dr. Richard G. Petty. We're going to be talking about a subject matter, though we are honoring these people that have served their country, and these are warriors from all over the world. But let's look at another side. How do we deal with the aftermath of this? There is so much that's going on today, and I think you're going to find our subject of forgiveness a very significant one. Dr. Petty, welcome to the show.
Hello, Donna. What a pleasure to be here again.
Well, it's a phenomenal day for us to be talking about this subject matter of forgiveness, because it is a multifaceted aspect that I think confuses a lot of people.
Absolutely, it does, because so often people assume that forgiveness is just a matter of letting things go, being a doormat, just allowing everybody to walk all over you, just giving them leave, and it's not that at all. And you're right, this is why we thought it would be such a good idea to talk about this very issue today, because some people are wonderful at letting go of things, forgiving, and others aren't. I have a friend, because he passed away not very long ago, who was one of my mentors, and he was part of history. He was nominated 3 times for the Nobel Prize, and he was one of the kids that was brought to Britain in 1939, just before the war broke out, and he was 13 years old, and he didn't see his parents for 10 years. By the time he saw them again, he had graduated in medicine, got the university gold medal. He didn't know if his parents were alive or dead. He lost a lot of his family in the Holocaust. And after all of that, you would have thought, surely this must be somebody eaten up with all kinds of terrible feelings. He always said, no. All of that made me the person I am. It gave me the freedom to become who I am. So let's look today at how a man like that could come up with that kind of an amazing response.
I think that is very significant, because I've known military people, I've known families, I've known people from different circumstances that carry such a tremendous burden. Sometimes it's anger, it's fear, there's just such an arrangement of emotions that will go into this. And they just, when you say forgive, the first thing is this defensive reaction. Explain to us what forgiveness really is about.
Forgiveness isn't a matter of pardoning or condoning behavior. And the other important point is it's not a sign of weakness. Mahatma Gandhi, I think, was one of the first people that I know of who pointed out that forgiveness is actually a sign of strength of character. It's the weak people who bear grudges, and those grudges can ultimately kill you. We've got a ton of very new research on this that shows if you bear a grudge, you cannot forgive, it can kill you, and I can tell you why that is in a moment. And we've seen so many people, the other side, it may not kill them, but they get this great big hard shell around themselves, and underneath it there's this sort of seething bitterness, because nobody's ever shown them how to forgive. In the next few minutes, we're going to give everyone some ideas on exactly what to do. And it's interesting, because the derivation of forgiveness, it actually comes from Latin via German, and it actually means to give for. So when we forgive, there's actually an element of sacrifice in there, but it's the healthy kind of sacrifice that ultimately makes us feel more integrated and whole. And it's the kind of feeling that ultimately gives us personally inner peace and also the ability to develop compassion. And it's also the other point of great importance. True forgiveness comes from the heart, not the head. When somebody says, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that, I forgive you, that's not what it's about. It's the heart is where we hold our emotions and our hurts and our pain. And it has to come from the heart. If it comes from there, then it's real. Then you can let go. And that's the important point. Forgiveness is all about letting go of something that's holding you down.
Well, I like your point at the beginning, is that it is not being a doormat. And I know what you're talking about relative to resentment. I can recall a very special lady. Her name was Mabel. I knew her many, many years ago. And I recall the anger and the frustration she had. And she was in a marriage, in a cultural, I guess we'd call it a catch-22, because of a lot of indoctrination she had received. And I can remember asking her one day, why is it you are not able to make it okay that you're not going to be able to change this person that's in your life that's caused so much misery for so many years? Why do you feel that this is an obligation, that you must be this self-sacrificing martyr? And as young as I was, when I was saying this to her, I thought, what in the world am I talking to this mature person who's in their 60s like this for? This is someone that's got a lot more life experience under her belt. But she didn't know how. Culturally, she was ensnared in a belief system that she, I think, knowing what I know today, was holding on to because she didn't have anything else that would give her, this sounds weird, the comfort that holding on to what she knew gave her. And yet she was miserable. Am I making sense?
Absolutely. And that's right, because so many people have got this very limited repertoire of ways of handling situations because we were never trained.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been the real big problem, in the same way that most of us have never been taught to use our minds properly. We've never been told how to use our energy, to focus it properly, how to work with money. We'd never taught any of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, we have a very small repertoire of things that have been handed down to us. As a kid, I was taught that the way to react to something you didn't like was to get very angry and shout. It took me years to get over that one. But that's... I mean, we've all had these crosses to bear. And unfortunately, there are so many people who suffer terribly because for cultural reasons, for social, for family reasons, they cannot express. So they just stuff everything. And we see so many people who stuff things, and it's always a great sign of stuffing is when people start getting a lot of pain and discomfort in their neck and inside their shoulder blades and right along between the tip of the shoulder and the neck. If you get discomfort around there, chances are you're stuffing something.
Mm-hmm. I think that's very true, and I can address that myself. That is something that many times I will know. When I start getting discomfort in those areas, either it's from poor posture or there's an agitation that is nagging at me and I need to pay attention to it. So that I agree with. Also, I think of the role that this plays in disease. I have seen it in so many situations. I'm thinking of a woman that I knew for years. She was just one of the most intelligent, one of the sweetest people you could ever imagine. This woman had a temper, but she never, ever would vocalize, and she was very much a controller. And she had been discriminated against so much in her life, and she ended up acquiring, and some people may say, Donna, you're really going the 9 miles out of the into nowhere with this, but she had acquired a condition of cancer that went through her whole body. And what this woman went through, I don't know that I would have been able to survive. I mean, her treatments and everything else. And when it finally got to her was after a particular physical incident, and she said, I don't want to do this anymore. And she had gone way past anybody's expectations. She had lived like for 16 years longer than ever expected. She'd been given a death verdict, but the anger inside of her mixed with a sense of helplessness. It's like a little girl. She did not know how to make peace with that. And she ended up with this horrific physiological demonstration that I looked at, and I felt such compassion for her because she was afraid to really come to the front with it. Address that, how disease often results from what we internalize.
Oh, absolutely. And there's a ton of very good new research data on exactly this topic, that people who don't forgive, who stuff again, are far more likely to have problems. You can't say that every angry person is going to get cancer, and that
right.
thing doesn't work. But we do know that there are links, and if you can let go, if you can release, it has an enormous impact. And I'd like to go back to something you said just now of the way that you feel things in your neck and all of that area, because a lot of people listening will also be quite sensitive. And I talk about two parts of our body where you have an antenna, and this goes back to stuff that goes back literally millennia. One antenna is in your neck and shoulders and down your shoulder blades there, and that's what you feel all the time. A second one that many sensitive people feel, and you've never told me this, but I'm quite sure it's true, is actually the vagus nerve. It's the largest nerve in the body. It's involved in controlling the heart and the intestines, lots and lots of other things as well. And that's also been said to be another antenna, and that's why a lot of sensitive people feel when they're picking stuff up, their tummy starts rumbling, their heart changes. It's really very remarkable. So very sensitive people will pick up more stuff, and if they don't know how to shield themselves, if they don't know how to deal with it, wow, they can get sick very quickly. And that's why we talk a lot about ways of shielding and grounding and all of that stuff. And I know you teach a lot of this material with yourself, don't you?
Well, yes, I have. But I'll share with you one of my most powerful experiences I've ever had related to exactly what you're talking about was coming into the physical presence of someone that was so filled with hate that it was like someone had hit me in the middle of my body with a basketball going at 50 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah.
And I had never experienced anything like that, but I had to negate it. It is amazing how the body will read. And we do it all the time. I mean, I don't ever know of anyone I've talked with that sometimes said, you know, I just got these sensations. I can't explain it when I was around this person. And the first thing I wanted to do was just run away from them. I could hardly wait to get out of the environment. Or I feel like I've got to wash myself. I feel dirty after being around the person. You know, we have these ways of expressing ourselves, but we don't understand why it is occurring. And I think you've brought up an excellent point there.
Well, that's right. And one of the most important parts of what you and I both teach to our students is the importance of listening to those kinds of sensations when you get them, because so often we're told, don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
It's not real. It can't be. And it absolutely is. Animals do it all the time. We have a cat. We have a dog. We have loads of animals. But two in particular that are such good barometers. There's one cat in particular that if somebody comes into the house she doesn't like the look of, you do not see her for dust. She's gone. She just
mm-hmm.
doesn't like
mm-hmm.
people that bring anything bad into the house. And it's here's a very important tip for everybody. Do you protect your house, your home, your place, wherever you are, against negative influences? Because it's a really good idea to do it. And some people say it's superstition, but I can tell you that this works very well indeed. If you come into my hallway, there is a Buddha with his hands raised, which means leave any bad stuff outside before you walk in. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
We also have little pieces of holy water at each door. And again, you can take it or leave it. But I tell you, this is a very peaceful house. Mm-hmm. And people just don't bring their stuff in here, so they have to leave it outside. And I just suggest to everybody, just to think about that for a moment. Is there something that may be crossing your threshold, that's crossing your boundaries, that's affecting you in some way? Because if it is, just be very attentive to that.
Oh, I think that's very true. I was talking with a woman yesterday that her dog lets her know exactly what's been going on with her husband. She's not been at home. And I love that. I said, oh, really? She said, uh-huh. I can tell whether he's had a good day or it is a bad day. She said, this dog just communicates the information. She'll go, okay, now that's what I need to be aware of. And off she goes. She talks to her dog all the time, just like I do. And it is one of those things when you develop that harmonic, like my dogs, if someone comes into my house and they're very stressed and they're very agitated, they respond immediately to that. There is this tremendous response. And I told that to a person recently. I said, you know, one of the reasons why my dogs were just so very vocal and agitated around you is that you were just in this total, total space of emotional disruption. And they
yes.
pick it up. And there was a gentleman that came in one time, and he came in and just, my younger dog just absolutely did not want him there, and it was his demeanor. It was the way he was thinking. And he, I mean, I've been around animals enough to know this, and I know many of my listeners are going to relate to this. So that is true. Let's go back to something that you started to talk about earlier. When we're talking about forgiveness, when we're talking about letting go of what can be a very oppressive burden, whether it's relating to a relationship, a death, it can be, you know, so many different things can cause us a real sense of anger, frustration, wanting to get revenge, all of these various emotions. What can we do with this? I mean, how can we turn this into something that's going to work for us instead of against us?
Okay, now let's do some very practical work. And Donna, what I'd just like to say to your listeners is we're going to do what we've done on previous occasions. My new website should be up, and if people go to the reports area, you will find some reports for which are called SIBO, because I'm very creative that way, and they'll be for the dates of different discussions we've had, and there'll be one going up in the next 24 hours for today as well. So if people would like to just check out, and of course in your archive, there'll be a recording of this as well, won't there?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely, great.
Any of our shows, any of the people can get them. So that is wonderful. They can download them. There is a process, and they can just, you know, check in by emailing to bbsradio.com, and we'll be glad to, you know, to let them know how they can do that.
Well, that's terrific. And on the website, what I will do also is, and there'll be a link to your show, and there'll also be a little bit of some of the scientific stuff we've talked about. But I'd like to take people through some steps. In my last book, Healing, Meaning, and Purpose, I did talk about a process that I devised 20 or 30 years ago called liberating. But before we get to that, I'd like to make a few suggestions, and they're all little visualizations. So if you're driving, don't do it right now. But the very first of them, I would like you to just sit down for a second, again, if you're able to do this, close your eyes for just a moment, and ask yourself a very simple question. Are there things in my life for which I have not forgiven myself? Are there things that are holding me back? What are they doing to me?
Uh-huh.
And now, imagine what life would be like if I forgave myself.
Now, because it's interesting you start off with saying forgiving ourselves first.
Yes.
So many people go the other way.
And please don't. And let me tell you why. Because one of the things that is so desperately important is that in so many ways, your outside life reflects what is going on inside you. There are seven principles, seven techniques, tips that we're going to get to, and I'm going to jump straight ahead to number seven and say something which we will come back to if we have time before we finish today. There's a very important aspect of life that most of the time our soul, over self if you prefer, higher self, our soul is trying to help guide us, keep us healthy. If we don't listen, then other souls around us try and teach us. And it may be that the way you get taught is through unpleasant experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes that's the way you wake up.
That's
so it is so desperately important to start with yourself. First of all, forgive yourself before you do anything else. Because until you're straight and you're clear inside of yourself, it's very hard to be able to deal with everyone else around you. There are several things that we always look for when somebody is about to make a big change in life, when they're moving forward spiritually and psychologically, or even a shift in purpose. There are several things that are so important to always look for. We always make sure there's nothing medical or psychological which is getting in the way. That's obvious, but nonetheless, it can be in the way. We make sure that there aren't any unrecognized imbalances. So in the thought field or in the subtle systems, that's why we look a lot at nutrition. What are your dreams telling you? We use homeopathy and all of that. Do you have a lack of energy? Are you super sensitive? Hence the antennae bit that mm-hmm. we talked about. And then we look at the anchors, so things that are holding you back, things that we need to forgive to get over. And it's so important to, first of all, get the ball rolling with yourself. Until you've got yourself straight in all of these different ways, you can't see clearly where your purpose lies, you can't see how to forgive other people, you can't just get yourself clear. So start at home with yourself. So just sit down for a moment and do that little exercise when you get time. Now, the second point that we're going to do, once you've actually started thinking about yourself, is now have a little look at each of those things, and I'd like you to take anybody that you can think of. Just take an example, just somebody who's caused you hurt or mm-hmm. has caused you a problem. And I'd like you to just encase them in a bowl of bright blue light. There's a reason it's blue, and Donna, you know this, and I know this, but just for everybody listening for a moment, just take my word on this. Bright blue light, just put them in a great big bowl of it,
mm-hmm.
and now watch them disappear. Slowly shrink, 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 go away, dissolving in this blue light. That works for most people. If you're not a good visualizer, if you have trouble dissolving because somebody's been such a total pain, they've been so hard on you, they've given you a hard time, there's a second technique. While you've got them in that little blue bowl, use silly cartoons. Make them big or small, give them squeaky voices. It's very hard to be upset with somebody who's walking around looking like Mickey Mouse with a squeaky voice.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds silly, but trust me, it works, and I've used it even with people with psychiatric disorders to help them get over the problem. It's a very good technique. So number one, visualize yourself. Think about people who've upset you, caused you hurt. Item two, second step, is now do the blue light. And if that doesn't work for you, make them into cartoon characters.
Very good.
It works, it works, it works. And again, don't do it if you're driving, but just try it later.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, now that we'll start looking at other people. So I'd like you now to take an image of, just think of somebody who's hurt you in your life. See if you're still carrying the pain. If not, feel how wonderful it is that you let them go. Congratulations. And you can go straight to the end. But if you're still carrying any hurt or resentment, then just ask yourself, how is it affecting you right now? Because you see so many people just carrying stuff around, and it's like they're carrying the weight of the world on their shoulders. Write down the benefits and the negative consequences of carrying on, holding on. Now ask yourself, what does it take to let go? And then we move on to the next piece. And this again shows us why we started with ourselves. Now you close your eyes, find your still point, relax yourself. And now we have our blue light again. And just visualize it in front of you. This is your forgiveness light. I'd like you just to step into it in your mind's eye. Very easy. Just walk straight into it.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine what that feels like. So that's number four. Just imagine, feel like it. Now, in our next step, I want you to just be inside your little light and start looking at people who've upset you, hurt you, caused you problems. They're outside looking in. And just because you're completely encased and you're safe, notice what it is about them, maybe their own fears, their insecurities that cause them to behave badly. And now the next step is very slowly to start feeling for inside of them and see if you can feel their soul, because it's there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know this because you work with people every day. You consult with people all over. I know you do. And you know what it's like when you just touch somebody and you can feel that inner soul. It's there. It's quiet. It's waiting. And that's what's really there. The real them is actually loving and kind. Mm-hmm. And they probably never meant to hurt you in the first place. Most people do it because they're stupid. They don't listen. They don't watch.
Mm-hmm. And also what people will frequently do is they have been programmed that this is what they're supposed to do. They're not consciously aware. The honest to God are not consciously aware of what even is coming out of their mouth.
Exactly. And that leads to the point six, and that is so important. It's all about awareness for yourself and spreading it to other people, because you can choose how you react to somebody else. It's a matter of choice. People are always astonished when they hear that, but it really is. There's choice in this. And once you've let go of one person, you've forgiven one person, which starts with you, then one other person. Now you know something. You've learned a great secret. And that secret is that if you've been able to do it once, you can now do it all the time. You don't learn it overnight. It can take a little bit of time. But if you just remember what you've learned, use those little tricks that we've talked about, and I promise you, you can start making your life change extremely rapidly. Forgive yourself, forgive other people, and then bear in mind that a lot of the hurt and pain that happens in the world is happening because other people are trying to teach you. They don't know this themselves consciously, but their soul knows, and your soul knows.
One of the things that I think is so important with this is that when you can understand that there may be situations at work that you have been brought into this context of experience, and you are the one that is empowered because you are aware that you do have a choice, that can create such a shift, such a monumental shift in other people, that it may give them the opportunity of becoming consciously aware. You look at Mahatma Gandhi and what he did, there were a lot of people that were without any consciousness at all, really. They just did not pay attention to much of what he was trying to convey until finally, when they got the aha, they'd say, this is so simple. This is
yes.
so simple. And
yes.
I think that's what you've given us today, is simplicity, but at the same time, clarity, but it is empowering to the individual that's willing to accept personal responsibility of having choice, because that gives opportunity.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you. Yes, you're absolutely spot on. It's, and you know, really and truly, most things in life are pretty simple. We make them complicated, and it's all about just paying attention, becoming aware of stuff that we didn't know before. Learn a few techniques and you can change your life in no time.
Now, you are getting a brand new website up. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, you need to be aware of his blog. He is number 3132 in the world for people checking out medical information. All kinds of material is there. Now, you can go to Richard G. Petty, and that's PettyMD.com.
That's exactly right, RichardGPettyMD.com, and it's a new version is coming up with, and there's new audio, new articles, new blog items, there's tons and tons of new stuff, and it's all free.
And that's marvelous. Believe me, wellness of the body, mind, and spirit, it is a total package, and it is something we always have to work with. Dr. Petty, it is a delight having you. Now, you also have your blog. People will be able to go connect with RichardGPettyMD.blogs.com.
Yes.
They'll be able to get all of that updated information as well. I don't know how you do all this.
Well, I lead a pure life. but yes, so it's all linked together. Just go to the, just know the first one, and it's all there, and there's even ways of communicating. So it's, and of course, I'm permanently linked to your blog, to your website as well, Donna. So it's very easy to find everything, and people can refer back to your shows as well in your archive.
Well, that is fabulous. And I want to thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your holiday. And it's just going to be great to be able to chat with you again. So we'll look forward to the next time.
That's lovely. Thank you very much, Donna. And thank you, everybody, for listening today. Bye-bye.
This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break. Don't go away. I've got lots of good things to share with you on this Memorial Day holiday. We'll be right back.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hello, this is Dr. Richard Petty, the author of Healing, Meaning and Purpose, and creator of the RichardGPettyMD.com website. I am thrilled and delighted to tell you that starting February 7th, 2008, at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be joining my friend Donna Sebo on her show on BBSRadio.com. We're going to do this every month, and I can guarantee you that we're going to be sharing new information and new concepts that will astonish and inspire you.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and telephone lines are open. If you would like to give me a buzz and chat on this holiday, I'm available. 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Also, we have a direct line of 530-876-3222. It is all you need to do, by the way. Just give me a buzz, and I just need your first name or your initial, and after that, well, just let me do my thing, and I'll give you my perceptions and insights that can light up your life with a little bit, again, of insight. Well, I wanted to share with you today about some information that was published by Michael A. Cremo. This is a man, along with his associate, Richard L. Thompson. These people are researchers, and they are involved in archaeology. They are not afraid to question the paradigms that exist. And have you ever noticed, if you do any studying of history, how often those people that are on the leading edge, bringing in a whole new perspective of values, of understanding? Have you ever noticed, when you study history, how they're often fought against? The established norm will say, this is not acceptable. We cannot have this. This is going to muck up everything we've been depending on for so long. And muck up is my word, of course. That's a Donna word. Anyway, what I want you to be aware of is, when it comes to archaeology, there are paradigms too. They exist in every walk of life. In every level of life, there are always these paradigms. Because as human beings, we like to think we have things in black and white. We will label things and we'll say, this is the way it is. I had someone tell me, It just blew me away. This is a very intelligent individual that said computers were work of the devil and they were just awful, awful things. And I said, excuse me, what are you talking about? Now, here is a person that's using a cell phone. Computer, right? Right. But cell phone's okay, but the computers were bad, 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 bad. And I thought, isn't this interesting? We make certain things okay, but we're not willing to be open to other things. Well, when Richard and Michael were doing research, and it took them years to go through this research, and they've been collecting data from all kinds of resources throughout the years, and they finally compiled a phenomenal book. And when they compiled the book, it was absolutely amazing, the material they had. So I have it in front of me, and I thought I would share with you some information about some discoveries that were made in the U.S. This is about an iron cup from Oklahoma coal mine. We've got a caller, so I'm going to take the caller first. But let me tell you, there's a lot of history that we need to be aware of that's for real. And I'll be sharing some of that with you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Oh, my name's Rebecca, and I'm calling from California.
Where in California, Rebecca?
The Bay Area.
Ah, okay. One of my favorite places. All right. Rebecca, what I am watching with you is that you are going to need to really pay attention to your schedule. And the reason you're going to need to pay attention to your schedule is because you are going to, if you're not careful, you are going to be on intense overload. And I mean that. You're going to have so much on your agenda that you're going to be going just head over heels and feeling like you're tumbling. And I'm just seeing you almost in tears saying, I can't understand why I am so exhausted and why I just can't seem to get things done. And I'm just seeing you frazzled. Well, understand, it is because you are overdoing and you will overschedule. So you need to be able to pace yourself and keep things within a perspective that you'll be able to say no to some things that someone may want you to become involved with. Could be family, could be something at work. You need to really take a deep breath and say, I'd like to think about that. Would you give me about a day before I have to respond to you? And if someone says, no, you have to do it in the next 5 minutes, then decline.
Okay.
Because they're giving you overload stuff, and they're using the psychological ploy of, I want you to feel guilty. It's absolutely an emergency, and this is not going to be a life or death situation.
Okay.
So you need to be aware, hon. What question would you like to ask me today?
My dad passed over to the other side many years ago, and I'm wondering if he's trying to get in touch with me, especially this Memorial Day. He was a World War II veteran,
and
I've been having these intense dreams where we're talking, but I wake up almost in a panic mode, and I was just wondering if he was trying to give me any messages.
Well, I'd say that's a given, absolutely. Can you recall any of your dream cycles at all?
Yes.
Share one with me, so maybe I can help you.
That I'm trying to get him to talk about what it was like for him to be in that situation. He would never talk about it when I was growing up.
Wow, no wonder you're feeling panic, hon.
Yeah.
Have you ever sat down with a former veteran and listened to their stories in real conversation?
Not really. A lot of them haven't wanted to talk about it until maybe the past 5 or 10 years.
I understand, and let me tell you what would happen with you, and this is something you need to be aware of. And Dr. Petty, who was on with me a short time ago, he mentioned about how if you're very sensitive, which you are, you need to be aware of taking in other people's emotions.
Yes.
So part of your panic when you're in the dream is that your dad is conveying stuff to you, and it is out of context of your own personal experience.
Okay.
You have never been on a front line with someone that is putting a bayonet at your gut, which is what he would have been working with then.
Uh-huh.
You are slogging around in water up to your knees in trenches because it's been raining and having rot on your feet or in your groin area and reeking and stinking. You don't have it.
Okay, I always thought I did, so okay.
You don't. You don't. You cannot really understand it unless you have smelled it and have felt it with someone else.
Okay.
Now, when I was mentioning those things to you, you were getting a quivering sensation inside the area just underneath your breastbone, weren't you?
Yes. All right. Almost feels like I can't breathe.
All right. Now, what's happening when that occurs? And I'm telling you this because you need to know.
Okay.
When you're empathetic of that in that way, and where all of a sudden you'll get a sensation in your head, you may feel like you're going to throw up.
Yeah.
You need to be able to take a deep breath and just quietly do it. Take an inhale very deeply through your nose and very quietly let the air escape from your lungs through your mouth. You don't need to, you know, burst the mouth at all.
Right.
You don't have to do that. You just take a deep breath and let it out, because what you're trying to do is neutralize that impact.
Okay.
Now, logically, it's like, oh, I can detach from this. But that's not the case. When you are empathetic, and there's a lot of people that aren't, but there are so many of us that are, and you are, and women are more prone to this many times than men. When men go through it, it really knocks them for a loop, because they will tend, you know, have the tendency to run. Well, that's part of what you're going through right now. And it will stimulate a sensation of fear.
Uh-huh.
And the reason it's there is that everything inside of you that is part of your survival kit is saying, red flag, danger. You are responding to this. This is dangerous to you.
Oh, I see.
So you need to be able to translate that to the conscious self, to your physiological self.
Okay.
And let it know that this is, you are learning. It's a strange thing to try to describe, but I know that you've gone through it to a degree, so I hope my words are helping you.
Oh, yeah, they're just hitting home, yeah.
Good. You need to be consciously present with this, knowing that it is not you.
Okay.
But I can tell you that your dad is doing exactly what you're asking him to do, but your conscious self is saying, I don't need this. I don't want to know about somebody's guts hanging over his ear and half of his body is, you know, half a mile away and the
right.
Head's over here. I don't need to know this stuff.
Right.
I don't want to go there. You don't even like horror films.
Yeah.
You're not going to watch A Chainsaw Massacre. You said, thank you very much. I'll go watch Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in that. And the reason is that you're too empathetic with it.
Uh-huh.
And what it does, it triggers things in the psyche, and there is this harmonic that can occur. And you don't want the particular harmonic, yet it is there.
Okay.
When you reach the point of understanding what's going on here, you'll be able to activate a detachment that enables you then to look at things like a Disney cartoon.
Uh-huh.
And it's not a Disney cartoon. You're seeing real stuff. It's just like, and I'm digressing a moment, but when I worked for a police department, mm-hmm. I was not aware of my psychic skills.
Right.
So when there was an opportunity for me to do police work, I deliberately opted not to do it because of what I recognized about myself.
Uh-huh.
And I really have a deep admiration for anybody that wants to do this as a life's work, and they're few and far between, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they're really good, they see stuff that if you don't detach from it, it becomes attached to you, and it is ugly. Because there is that side of human character and personality that is just hideous.
Right. Right.
So I hope this has helped you, hon.
Yeah, I guess, can I just ask not to even be shown that to begin with? You know what I mean?
Well, let's address that for a second. I've got to go on a break. Will you stay with me?
Yes.
All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to be coming back and talking with Rebecca. We'll be back with some more information. Continue it. And if we have the time, I can take your call to 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Don't go away, Rebecca. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in Physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today, 800-872-8852.
Quickly, before we go back to Rebecca, I want to let you know my guest tomorrow is Marcia Scarborough. We're going to be talking about medicine bands. A lot of Native American information. I know you will enjoy it. We've got a great lineup of guests this week, so check on the BBS website for the guests. Also, you can go to my website, Delphi International, look up my last newsletter, which is posted there, and you'll see the lineup of the guests that are going to be upcoming. So I invite you to tell your friends and join us for interaction with these wonderful, wonderful people. Let's go back to Rebecca. Rebecca, you had asked a question before I had to go on break about whether you could ask your dad to give you information so it wasn't so overwhelming.
Right, or even give me this kind of information. Is it something I even need to have?
Well, that's what you need to ask yourself first before you look at trying to get communication from your dad.
Okay.
Is why is this important to you?
Okay.
What is it you're wanting to know?
Okay.
What is it that's important to you?
Okay.
If your dad is really, if you really want to know how your dad felt, wanted to know what he was going through, you need to be unafraid of saying the truth. What you can do is say, this is something that I have never experienced in my life, and it can be rather overwhelming. Can you show it to me in segments or in a way that is more comfortable for me, that so I'm not so frightened?
Okay.
Because what's happening, it's sort of like learning how to ride a bike.
Yeah.
And the first time, you may fall down a few times until you learn how to keep your balance.
Uh-huh.
And part of what's going on here in your communication in mind with your father is that you are stepping into a whole new paradigm.
Okay.
And in stepping into this new paradigm, you're going to be getting insight more for yourself than about your father, which is going to sound a little strange, but that's what's going to happen with you.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I hope that has helped, hon. I don't know that I can give you an absolute. These are suggestions because everyone's personal experience is that. It's personal.
Okay, no, you have a lot. I need to find out what the key is. What is it about this that I feel or think I need to learn? So.
Mm-hmm. And let me make a suggestion to you.
Uh-huh.
If you can go to a VA hospital or you have some people that have served time, time in war, whether it's Vietnam, World War II, it doesn't make any difference. If you can just learn to be a good listener and ask questions, what was the most meaningful experience to you? I'll tell you, you'll get some stories that are just mind-boggling. I have a member of our family who is now 85, who was in the Second World War, and he was the only one of, I think, 300 men, something like this, that were fighting in Italy to survive. And he doesn't talk about these things, but because of my background and my intuitive skills, he was able one day, when we had a chance just to be sort of by ourselves, he said, I've got to tell you something. He had out-of-body experiences, and he was given information that he was going to be the only survivor of this entire team of men.
Oh, wow.
And all of this was given to him, and afterwards, you know, when you're the only one standing and all of your comrades are down, I mean, how many people are you going to share this with? You aren't.
Right.
And so it has been, in many ways, a burden for him psychologically. And when we were talking, he was experiencing all kinds of different energy shifts in his body, and he said, I don't want to continue to talk about this because something's happening. So what happened with him is that he actually, because he is naturally psychic on his own, but that wasn't a part of his environment. So people have various experiences they go through, and if you can be a good listener, and be, you know, ask gentle questions,
Okay.
Sometimes you need to be direct questions. You know, what was the most frightening to you? But understand, this puts them into a space where it was so ugly for many of them. For some, it won't be. But for most, it's very painful. Because that's why post-traumatic stress syndrome is such a big deal. And it's really sad that people don't understand what it is and why this happens.
Right. Well, thank you so much, especially that last story you shared about the man in your family who was having those, you know, things go on that definitely in their time they couldn't even express. So
they couldn't.
Yeah.
I mean, it was taboo. And see, that's what happens when you're talking with someone who is more mature. I think we forget. It's so easy to become arrogant and say, well, what, you know, I don't understand why they don't know this or why they don't know that. That's really being very, one, unthoughtful, and two, I think, so arrogant. It's appalling. Because until you understand that time frame, how in the blue blazes are you going to know what they went through? You don't know. You have to think of the cultural applications at that time, the mindset, everything. And that is what makes a difference when you're listening to these stories. So it doesn't surprise me that you're going through this panicky feeling with this communication with your father, because he's trying to give it to you straight, and you're going, whoa, I'm on overload here. I'm really not interested. Whoa, gee whiz, I don't know that. I want to switch channel, Dad. Can we go to Disney for a while?
Right.
So that's important for you to understand. And if you can grasp that, I think the rest of it will flow for you.
Well, thank you so much. God bless you. I really appreciate it, and all our veterans that are out there today.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Just wonderful, wonderful guys.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much.
Yes.
Okay, bye.
Thanks so much, dear.
Bye.
This is Donna Sebo, and I know I won't be able to take any other calls right now, but let me just share something with you that I was going to share anyway. An iron cup from an Oklahoma gold mine. Remember I was mentioning before Rebecca called that there's so much we don't often want to hear about or know about. In 1949, on January 10th, a gentleman by the name of Robert Nordling sent a photograph of an iron cup to Frank L. Marsh of Andrews University in Barron Springs, Michigan. And he said, I visited a friend's museum in southern Missouri, and among his curios, he had this iron cup pictured on the enclosed snapshot. Now, at this private museum, this iron cup had been displayed along with the following affidavit made by Frank J. Kenwood in Sulphur Springs, Arkansas, on November 27, 1948. This is what the man said. While I was working in the municipal electric plant in Thomas, Oklahoma in 1912, I came across a solid chunk of coal which was too large to use, so I broke it with a sledgehammer. This iron pot fell from the center, leaving the impression or mold of a pot in the piece of coal. Oh, my goodness, I'm out of time. Well, you're just going to have to tune in tomorrow to hear the rest of this story. It is a doozy. Anyway, Donna Sebo here. Have a fabulous, fabulous holiday. I'm sorry we ran out of time, and I'll finish the rest of this story tomorrow. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. And above all, take moments while you're enjoying your barbecue to honor those men and women who, with due diligence, gave their lives for the freedoms they felt we should be able to enjoy as people, for their families and their children's children. And we're the recipients of that. Let's honor them and remember them with understanding. They had a big job to do, and they did it. Donna Sebo here. Bye for now.
Hello, this is Dr. Richard Petty, the author of Healing, Meaning, and Purpose, and creator of the RichardGPettyND.com website. I am thrilled and delighted to tell you that starting February 7th, 2008, at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be joining my friend Donna Sebo on her show on bbsradio.com. We're going to do this every month, and I can guarantee you that we're going to be sharing new information and new concepts that will astonish and inspire you.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.